Hello and welcome to the A Daily Life podcast. Here we understand that we all have the same number of hours in a day, and it's up to us to decide how to use them. I'm your host, Orietta Rose, and this episode is being recorded on July 26, 2018. Let's get straight into today's topic. Socialization within the classroom and its effects on children as they grow up. We're stepping beyond the bounds of school, because school isn't forever. And that's one of the major problems with the classroom. Children are raised there like that's going to be their whole life, and it's not. One day, eventually, though it seems like that day will never arrive, they will be done with schooling. Out of college, unless they become one of those professional students who never leave and keep on taking debt forever. But out of college and out in the real world. And no, school is not the real world. It just irks me when people ask how a homeschooled child will be able to live in the real world. The real world is the grocery store, not a room full of same-aged peers and a couple of dictators, okay? Can we all accept that classrooms are not a good representation of the so-called real world yet? Well, we actually probably can't, because when you were raised in the system, you rely on the system. You don't think of life without it. To many schooled adults, it is the only way of living. Sending a child away when they're 5 years old is what you have to do, or you're a bad parent and that kid is going to be strange and unsocialized. I encountered that mentality in real life when I worked in a daycare center. I was having a conversation with a coworker, a kind girl, my age, and married, and somehow we got around to education, and I mentioned that I intended to homeschool in the future. She was floored. Not rude, not mean, but so confused. At the time, I didn't have all my reasoning ready to be articulated. The reason I gave her was true, but if I was asked now, I'd have a different, more direct answer. What I said back then was that I planned to adopt older children, and that I believed they would be better served in a stable home. Adoption is always born of loss, and they'll have been through enough stress and trauma that they certainly wouldn't need to deal with going into classroom situations with that kind of baggage. She could accept that, it seemed reasonable, and it's true. I do want to adopt older children one day, and yes, that is a big reason that I would still choose homeschooling for them. But it's actually not the main one. It wasn't then either, but I didn't know how to say it. I didn't know how to say that forced association isn't socialization. I didn't tell her how I experienced terrible test anxiety in second grade, or that I didn't trust the village to raise my children. My children who aren't even born yet, but single with a dream. And that's no excuse not to plan for the future. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about today. We're all about the strange equivalency that is school equaling socialization. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was in school, we were told you're here to learn, not to socialize. Whenever anyone got a little too chatty during a lesson, which was someone, all the time. So that's the first thing. School is not supposed to be a place of socializing, except the lunchroom or playground, and that made up maybe 45 minutes of school on a good day. Of course, we talked to each other during group work, but that was also not supposed to be about socializing. The only reason so many people think that schools are necessary to properly socialize a child is because we were all made to undergo that forced association. How many people were we friends with in school only because we were all in school together? We had things in common because of school. We conformed to one another so we would be popular. That's the socialization technique taught in classrooms. Getting along is the most important thing. Not being yourself, not standing by your principles or values, but being friends with the people who happen to be around you. As children, to a large extent, we didn't even realize the rest of the world existed. School and home were basically the world. It might extend to church and our friends' houses. And guess what? It's not much different for homeschooled children, except that home is their main world, not school. Family tends to mean more than friends, especially to the younger child, and that's a good thing. And about that forced association, it leaves scars, y'all. Children grow up thinking that people will automatically like, or at least tolerate them. They carry that, When the inevitable meeting with a person who they don't get along with comes, they are shocked. Some are angry. They may be hurt and sad. All because they didn't learn that it's indeed acceptable to not be friendly with everyone. At school, it is not all right to be in a bad mood. You get in trouble. Is it any wonder so many kids come home with terrible attitudes? They're not allowed to express real feelings at school. Home becomes the outlet. They held it in all day, and now it's coming out. So, let's look to the future. The whole classroom is life thing has worked out, sort of, to this point, because 99% of the population has been going to school. We had that shared experience, and most of us were kept down at about the same level. School is an equalizer, but not often for the better. The question is, what happens now? Homeschool is growing. Alternative schools with different structures are opening up to people outside of the rich. So what's going to happen as children who learn differently meet with those still being schooled? The worst case scenario is conflict. Probably not initiated by the homeschooled or alternatively educated person, who's had more experience with meeting those who have different kinds of ideas and backgrounds. Even today, we see rigid, unforgiving, intolerant thinking on college campuses. That sometimes leads to violence against those perceived as thinking differently, even when there's been no physical aggression from the one deemed quote-unquote different. Unfortunately, I think it's likely that this will happen in some cases and can only be overcome with the level-headed rule of law. You might think that's a bit far-fetched, but remember, we're talking about deep differences in education. Deep differences from childhood onward. On top of that, school is considered normal, which I talked about in the last episode. And people do not give up their normal without a fight. People are known to resist changes even when they would be good for them, because it would change what they're used to. Sometimes even resisting freedom and preferring to have a ruler. Unfortunately, some adults who grew up in schools have that mindset, and that's the concern I have when it comes to the inevitable meeting of the minds. Do I think it will be a big deal? Not really, and I hope it's not. I would be surprised if we didn't see pockets of property destruction and such, like at UC Berkeley, when protesters disagreed with the words of a speaker. The truth is that schools lead children to believe that forced association is what socialization looks like. And adults who grew up in that environment carry that belief too. That's why so many people, upon hearing that a family home educates or is considering it, immediately panic about socialization. In real life, we choose who to associate with. It keeps us safe. For example, I wouldn't choose to spend my time alone with a convicted sex offender. I wouldn't allow a thief to watch over my house while I was on vacation. We pick and choose who to be friends with, who to speak with, who to work with, or who to leave our children with. In any other situation in life, we decide who to listen to, and if we find that we deeply disagree, we're free to walk away and live our lives. The problem is that children are not learning that. In fact, they see those who disagree get detention. Disagreement is a punishable offense within the classroom. Rocking the proverbial boat is not allowed. So that's where my small bit of concern comes from. When I think about how children are being educated in schools, when I think of all the real-life examples, those same kids, older and now in college, acting out in violence and actual hatred, all you can do is shake your head and make sure that your own children are not raised to behave that way. And if you have an older child headed off to a college campus, be sure they know how to keep themselves safe, to stay away from any nighttime protests, not to engage angry or belligerent peers or professors. Yes, professors too, unfortunately. And you might want to advise your child to be ready to record encounters so they can keep a record in case someone attempts to get physical. And here we are again, coming to the end of another episode. Once more, the forced association of classrooms is not healthy socialization, and we're seeing its effects manifest before us. Do not do your child the disservice of leaving their socializing to the school. They need to interact with the actual real world so they can learn how to handle disappointments and disagreements. They need to know it is okay not to be friends with everyone, and that they should not automatically accept the words or actions of others. With all that said, I want to thank you for choosing to spend time with me today. I hope you know it was for a reason, and I hope you'll honestly consider my point of view. Please leave a comment if you have a question or a comment, rate A Daily Life where you found it, and share this podcast with family and friends. Click the link in the description to find me online and follow along as I attempt to start a business without spending any money while trying to advocate for the causes I care about. And I also want to mention that I've been posting these episodes 3 times a week, and that's not going to be possible for a while. I'm going to be shooting for 1 episode a week on Wednesdays. So I'll talk to you all again then.